I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, Shaletta.
What's up? Oh, my God.
You know
when's
who I am?
When's the last time I saw you? You were choking to death, and I was trying to save your life.
Stop it.
But you would not receive that life-saving treatment because it was a plain host culture.
Well, that
because you only wanted the cherry flavor.
It's called advancement in medicine. By the way, you've been hanging out with Chad too long. If you're bringing up these stories from years ago and not letting them go,
That's what old people do. We old. That's what old people do. We bring up old stuff. Old people bring up old stuff. And you still owe me $20. See?
For what?
You remember that time? That I was working as the producer, you know, one of the best producers that's ever graced that show, mm-hmm. trained in Dave here again. You guys can thank me for that later. And, you know, there was burrito people across the street. You remember back when we used to have, you know,
food
people
trucks.
Downtown?
Yep.
And I brought food in. And if I'm not mistaken, you asked me to buy you something. And it was about $20 because, you know, downtown food is, you know, it's a premium. They charge premium for that. And I never got my money back. And I'm not trying to bring up old stuff. But it's time for school clothes and supplies and stuff. I would like to. That's keeping me from getting my kids binders and stuff. The $20 is really holding me back right now, Adam Carter.
Here's the problem with that is because I'm so old, too, that it's like I don't remember it, but it's probably true. And even if it isn't, people could just rip me off. Hey, you know, I borrowed you like, you know, $5,000 one time. And I'm like, hey, you're probably right. Here's the money back.
Yeah, you know, and that's so Minnesota. Like people, you know, who talk to me and they're like, well, why do we have all this fraud? Why do you guys have all this fraud in Minnesota? Why are these agencies like feeding our futures and these autism centers just ripping off the government? It's because Minnesotans have a Midwest values,
yeah.
And their word is their bond. And so if you give somebody who's from Minnesota, who lives here, money, they're going to use it for exactly the intended purpose. And then they are going to give you the receipts because they don't want you to ever think that they stole something or they took something that didn't belong to them because their word is their bond, right? And it's not that's not the case in every state. What happens is when outsiders come to this state, we want to believe the best. And we want to think that these people have our same Midwest values and that their word is their bond and they're going to do right and they're not going to take money that doesn't belong to them. And that is not accurate. That is not the case. These folks are defrauding our state.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are outsiders, people who are taking advantage of how we live our lives and you know, so I don't necessarily blame the health department or any of these other organizations because they're run by people from this region who've been living here a long time, who grew up here and who have these Midwest values of honesty, character and integrity. And they believe people when they say, I'm going to spend this $1 million to feed these children. And they don't believe that they're going to take the money and go buy a house in Edina and a Ferrari and a Porsche and a Bentley. They believe that they're going to feed the kids. So it's really not on our leaders necessarily. I think it's just, we have a different culture here. And that reminded me of that when you said that if you said I owed it to you, I'm going to pay you because I don't want my name to be mud and I want to be righteous. And that's just the way people are here. And I appreciate that about this part of the country.
I mean, we can appreciate that, but we could also see that whatever you want to call it, the Midwest generosity or Minnesota nice only goes so far. And when you're dealing with millions of dollars,
and that is true, too.
We need to change our mindset on that and realize that, the intent is great, but sadly, there are so many people out there that take advantage of that. And I'm glad you brought this up because I was going to bring this up with you. And as someone, obviously, who is an advocate for those with autism, we know about your situation and people taking advantage of this. Also, with the, the millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars that came to black organizations after the murder of George Floyd, well-intentioned dollars. And as someone, you were a proponent of companies and, stalwarts in this community to step up. Also, nefarious groups taking advantage of that money too and using it not for its intended purposes. Does that offend you on a certain level?
Not really, because bad people are bad people and they're going to do what bad people do.
Yeah.
What we need to have is a system of checks and balances. And I know that, we want to believe the best in folks, right? We want to believe that folks are just going to do right for do right's sake. But we're going to have to start vetting these folks.
Yeah, we can't do that anymore. We can't assume that anymore.
No, and you know what? The good is going to have to suffer for the bad. People say, well, what about those people who are doing right and who aren't stealing money? They're just going to have to take a hit for the team, and if they're doing right, they can show their receipts, and then we can move on, and they can get their money, and they can do the good work that they want to do. But we're going to have to start vetting people a little bit harder. We're going to have to not make it harder to get access, right? Because then that's there you go. Like, oh, well, we just can't get money to, this group because they steal. Or we can't do this because, we tried it once and people can't be trusted. And so that's the excuse that people use not to allow people who look like me to have access, stereotyping and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we do have to make sure that people, show their receipts, show proof of their work. It's like the math problems that we all would get wrong in seventh grade. We tap off on a friend, right? And then all the wrong, but all the right answers, and then the teacher would have to say, show your work. See, I know you cheated because you can't show me your work. And so people are going to have to start showing their work to get the money. And that's just, and I'm sorry, but they're just going to have to go through those extra steps. But $6, like, we spend a lot of money in taxes. I want to make sure my tax dollars are spent properly.
Yes.
I don't want my tax dollars going, as a small business owner, my God, I pay more in taxes than anything. It is hard being a small business owner here in Minnesota because, we have a lot of taxes. The state taxes are a beast. The payroll taxes are incredible. And so, I'm just learning that, and I don't want my tax dollars going to no tomfoolery.
That's, yes, we deserve it. I mean, that we need to ensure, and I get it. Good intention is one thing, but also you have to have mechanisms in place to show that the money you give to people is being used for the right reasons. And I don't know if it's just lack of staff. I don't know if it's just...
I'm telling you, I believe it's just because we have these values in Minnesota and we are trustworthy and we think other people are going to have those same values. And so we give our values to those people and they don't have, we project our values on those people and they don't have the same values that we have. And so I really believe that the reason that we're going through this right now is because we are too Minnesota nice to say, show me your work.
Yeah, that can't happen anymore.
No, Jesus, no.
Let's take a break. I got a couple more topics, including a big weekend for me. I'm taking my oldest to college this weekend and I need a little advice. So let's take a break. More with Feisty Fridays with Shaletta Brundage after this on WCCO.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
More with Shaletta Brundage. Breaking news, Shaletta, something I know you'll be disappointed in. RFK Jr. says he will not run for president in 2028.
Now, who the hell am I going to vote for?
I knew you were ready to...
You messed up my plan.
I know you were ready to start campaigning tomorrow for RFK
Jr. I already got the little T-shirt. I put our pictures next to each other, like, you know, Ashford and Simpson. I had a little theme song and a line dance I was working on. Damn, Adam. Now, why are you going to tell me something like that on a Friday? How am I going to go into the weekend with that on my mind?
I'm sorry. I know you're a big fan. I'm taking my daughter to college this weekend. It's breaking my heart, even though she's right in town. It's not like we're going cross country. I mean, she'll be
ten minutes away. It don't matter. She ain't in your house every day. You can't lay eyes on her. You don't know what she doing and who talking to her and who she talking to. It's a whole different vibe, Adam. I did it last year, and I'm still in therapy. I have not recovered. I wish I could have better news for you, friend, but I do not. I don't have nothing to tell you that's good. You're going to have to do a lot more praying and have a lot more faith. Because here's the thing. Everything we planted in them at this point is growing.
Yep.
So if we were some crappy parents, people are about to see a crappy kid. Just be honest. If we would say it's about to get real, real right now. There's no pulling them back. There's no getting them in line. If we were good parents, folks are about to see some good kids. So when you walk up on that college campus, if everybody is rolling their eyes at you and giggling and pointing, we produce some crappy kids, okay? So whatever you put in them is about to come out of them.
Well, I hope it's not quickly that evident that my kid. By the way, I have full confidence that Morgan Patricia Carter is a good child.
Oh, Morgan Patricia Carter is amazing, yeah. Despite the fact that, you know, the daddy's whose name is on the line,
yeah,
that I know and work with. But you know, it's the time for whatever we planted in them to grow. Like all of those lessons we taught them and the things that they learned from us, like you would be surprised what they were paying attention to. So like my son Andrew, he was doing a paper, a project in class, and he did it on me. He was doing a black African American history program project, and he was like, and my mom worked at CCO Radio, and she did this and this. And I was like, you were paying attention? You noticed? Like, I just couldn't believe that he was able to regurgitate everything. And this is not something that I said to him. This is something that he saw. So, you know, everything that we said, everything that they saw, it's now time for them to put that into action. But you're going to miss it, and you're going to pass by that room. It's not going to smell like hot Cheetos and Takis. Mm-hmm. I don't know what girls smell like. I got teenage boys, so they smell, my whole house smell like hot Cheetos and Takis.
It's a little bit of that and a lot of, you know, products, creams.
Yeah,
and, you know,
hair stuff, hair, you know, hair, strands of hair and stuff all over the place. Yeah, so you're gonna miss that. I'm able to do my home improvement now. You know, I'm able to paint that room. I'm able to put curtains up. I'm able to get some new windows in that room. You know, and so now I'm on a countdown of when it is the next one gonna leave.
Yes.
And I'm looking at townhouses because it'll be here before you know it. Yeah,
we are already in that mode of like counting down. Okay, we got two more, and when they're gone, it is time to downsize and we have one extra bedroom so that the four kids can fight over it, who gets it at various times.
Right, because I don't know about you, Adam, but my mother told me my front door does not swing both ways. And when you leave here, you got to make it. You got to figure out what life is like, and you got to fall. I'm going to be there to help you up, but I'm not going to catch you. You're going to get some scrapes and bumps and bruises. But now is the time for you to go out here into this world. There's nothing else I can really teach you at this point. I've given you 18 good years of lessons and learning, and now it's time for you to, this is the test. This is the test. We've done the study, and now it's time for the test.
Texter says you don't start worrying about your kids until they leave the house. Do you think that's true?
Oh, yeah. Little kids are little problems. Big kids are big problems.
Yeah.
And so
that is so true.
Yeah, and so, and it takes big money to get them out of big trouble. And so, it's one thing to talk to the teachers, another thing to talk to the lawyer.
Yes, it is, yes.
So, but you know, I just I'm excited to see where they go. Like, I'm excited to watch your daughter grow. I know you're excited to see what Andrew's going to do next.
Yep.
And, you know, and it's so funny because he's like, well, Mom, I don't know what I'm going to do. And, you know, I'm in business, but I really want to do, you know, apparel and design and retail. And I'm like, son, your mom is 53. I still don't know what I want to do.
Right.
Right? I said, son, you're not going to figure this thing out when you're 18 years old. Just go to college, take some classes, meet some friends, try not to get anybody pregnant, don't get arrested, and in 4 years, let's get a cap and gown on you and walk off the stage.
Right. The opportunities are endless. And that's the thing, too, is also trust your instincts about something. Just because, like, somebody's pushing you to do something or, okay, I've had some success here, but something just doesn't feel right about it. It's like, we should teach our kids to trust those feelings, right?
Yeah, and you know what? Here's the thing. We project on our kids because we don't trust our own good. Like, we second-guess our own selves, even though we know, you know, that looks dangerous. I'm going to go over there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So since we can't make right choices, we project on our kids. And I know my mama had me in nursing school. What to you says nursing about me? Huh? Do I look like somebody who would keep another human being alive, huh? I tried that once. It didn't work out, okay?
How far in nursing school did you make it?
Adam, I went all the way to the clinical.
You did?
I was in my third year. That's why it took me so long to graduate from college. I was in my third year. And they said, and now it's time to go to the hospital. They said, Shaletta, you're on bedpans. And that was my last day, Adam. I got back in my 1969 Buick Skylark that my grandmother gifted me. And I drove from Houston Baptist University to University of Houston. And I asked, where is the communications department? Because I've always wanted to be on TV. I was becoming a nurse because, you know, for a long time, that black women could do two things, nursing and teaching.
Yeah.
And so growing up, that's all I heard. You could be a nurse or a teacher, a nurse or a teacher. Nobody said you could be a broadcaster. You could be on the radio. That wasn't something that people like me did at the time. My mama didn't grow up with that. Her mama didn't grow up with that. So that wasn't an option. But our kids, like you said, they have so many options and opportunities. And one thing that I'm teaching my kids, Adam, I don't know about you, but I'm teaching my kids that you don't have to work for somebody else.
Yeah.
You can create your own thing. They got people on TikTok making millions of dollars every year. Hell, Sweet Martha ain't doing nothing but baking cookies, and she made $4.9 million in 12 days. The only people I know making $4.9 million in 12 days are breaking RICO laws, okay? Sweet Martha is doing it legally. And so we can't.
We don't want to suggest Sweet Martha's breaking any Rico laws.
No. I mean,
we're a week away from the fair.
That I know who is not breaking the Rico laws that's doing it. Everybody else I know that's doing it in 12 days is violating some stuff. So, you know, so our kids need to have those examples, and they do have those examples to see and know that they can take their creativity and create their own company, create their own product, create their own brand.
Yes.
And it starts with the lemonade stands.
Yep.
It starts with, you know, your daughter's fundraisers for a softball team. You know, that's when they get that entrepreneurial spirit. Somebody got to be the next Oprah. It might as well be your baby.
Yeah. Well, my daughter's in nursing. She's going into nursing, so I don't want you talking to her and trying to talk her out of it.
I'm not going to say nothing.
You made it a long way into nursing before you realized that you're going to have to deal with bodily fluids that somehow you suddenly objected to.
Right. Well, you know, I was going for a BSN, so I didn't do anything at a hospital or work with any patients for a long time. They want to make sure that you understand that math for meds and all the science and biology and the body parts. And, you know, we was dissecting frogs, and that was all cute and stuff. I was like, can we fry it when we done? I love frog legs. But baby, when we put on those, and the little uniforms was so cute, Adam.
Oh,
I looked so good in my uniform because at the time, everything was sitting up, and I was still 125 pounds.
Yeah.
No girdles. Or skims.
Love a woman in uniform. Yeah.
Things were where they were supposed to be. I was, you know, doing my thing. You know, this was before the selfie, so we were taking real Polaroids with the, you know, uniforms on. We had a little cap and everything. I was so cute in my stuff. And, baby, they said, Shaletta, you are on bed pants. Them people probably still looking for me, Adam. I said, I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. I literally got in my car. I left books. I left bags. I left whatever was in there. And Houston Baptist University, back in the 1900s, is probably still there in the lost and found because I never went back.
Fair is next week. You got big plans for the state fair? You going to be roaming the grounds as usual?
I am so looking forward to it. You know, I've got shows on the 23rd and the 30th, so join me at the fair. And there's a campaign that I've kicked off that the bosses have not announced yet, so you'll hear it here first, is that my friends at Hennepin County are allowing us to use one of their express voting machines. And during my show on the 23rd from 12 to 3, you will be able to vote for who is your favorite WCCO radio host. We will have ballots. You will be able to put them in the machine on the 23rd from 12 to 3 at the WCCO radio booth. And then on my show, we will announce the winner of who is the favorite WCCO radio host at the Minnesota State Fair.
Now, have you worked Dominion into this? They're going to rig the machines so that they win?
If Russia calls and they want to check out the machine and it's in my favor, I cannot confirm or deny whether or not I will let them look at the machines. But if I don't win, I probably will have a problem with this. This is my idea and we're doing it on my show. But I have been told by Brad Lane that I'm not allowed to of Sweet Martha because of what happened last year and this voting machine.
All right. Well, I look forward to that. All right. Thank you, Shaletta. Before we go, I want to tease my next topic and get your initial thoughts on this. Do menopausal women use menopause as an excuse to ditch their husbands? Yes or no?
I'm hanging up now. We're going through a tunnel.
There she goes, Shaletta Brundage. Menopausal women, are they using it as an excuse to dump their husbands? I think they are. We'll get into that after traffic and weather.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Thank you for not bailing on this.
You're welcome.
Even though I exited my lane.
It was a hard merge. Sideswipe me.
Yeah.
This big dent in the bumper.
Fish, Alaska. Not one of my favorites, but I appreciate.
Oh, so you don't actually appreciate
it. I don't really care for it.
You picked a garbage song.
We were up north and my in-laws were saying, okay, well. Because my wife just hates fish. I mean, hates with a passion. Won't even let me listen to them in the vicinity if her ears are anywhere in the vicinity. But her sister and her brother-in-law are like, oh, well, let's play some. And they were how about this one? And they started playing fish songs. I'm like, now go to the next one. No, go to the next one. No, go to the next one.
So you realize I actually don't like fish either.
It wasn't a ringing endorsement.
So is this one of those songs, you know, you go for, what is it, two or three shows you saw at Hollywood Bowl?
Saw three shows at Hollywood Bowl.
I'm sure you're excited. You're maybe standing, kind of swaying to the beat for all of them. They break out Alaska. You just sit down, arms crossed.
Or go to the bathroom. It's a good bathroom song, as they call them.
Well, I mean, you get plenty of time because all of them take about 25 minutes each.
It's great. Yeah. It's perfect. I think women are using menopause as an excuse to get divorced, as a weak excuse to get divorced.
Ladies, 651-461-9226.
Let's hear from you, menopausal women. Who's got the ear of menopausal women like Adam Carter? I think we're letting them off the hook for higher divorce rates. Here's an article here that says divorce rates among women 50 and older have jumped. In 1990, 1 in 10 of all divorces in the United States were adults 50 and older. By 2019, that number had grown to 1 in 4, according to a research on that. And it's a question resonating with women in midlife, where hormones are changing. This is a good topic for two men to discuss, of course.
Absolutely. Who knows more
about menopause than two men. Adam and David. Stress is increasing. Kids moving out. Parents moving in. Careers often at their peak. The meno divorce is on the rise. Melissa McClure's husband asked if it was a midlife crisis. No, she told him. I'm wide awake to the possibility of what my life can be, and it doesn't include you. That is quite a harsh statement to make.
That's tough.
To your husband. McClure wasn't sleeping well. She had hot flashes. Her husband's loud chewing sent her into a rage. His negative attitude bothered her, and she no longer felt appreciated as a wife and stepmother. They had been together for 14 years, but perimenopause made her realize she wanted a divorce. We spend our entire adult lives taking care of our husbands or partners and children. We give so much of ourselves to other people as nurturers that we lose ourselves in the process, says the photographer. 44. It wasn't a midlife crisis, but an awakening. I'm calling BS on that. This isn't 1950 where it's all women doing all the housework, doing all the cleaning, doing all the child rearing, and dad is just disassociated, going to work, coming home, having two martinis, and then going to bed. Does that still exist? I'm sure it does. But I think overwhelmingly, men are much more involved in child rearing, taking care of the house, doing other things, things that used to be, quote, woman's work. So I don't buy that by and large, the women feel so stressed about doing all that work that once the kids are out and now they reach the stage of their life that they simply say, no, I've had enough of you because of those reasons, and I want a divorce. I think being annoyed with your husband isn't a good enough reason, or being annoyed with your wife, by the way, isn't a good enough reason to get a divorce, full stop. And I think women in this case are using menopause as an excuse, saying that this is a great awakening to me that I am with a person that I don't belong with. Therefore, I'm moving on with my life.
So you're saying over the past couple decades, you've learned that wives can't handle women's work, so men had to step in. Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what I heard. How dare you?
OMG, only a man could make stupid comments about menopause. I am not making stupid comments about menopause. I'm not denying the existence of it and what it does and how women are affected by it. I'm saying that I think women, many women are using it as an excuse to look at their life and say, this is not where I want to be at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And those excuses maybe aren't exactly as bad as you think they are.
Sure. I get that. I've always found it weird when you hear about a couple who's been together 15, 20, 25 years. Everything seems great. There's no financial issues. You know, maybe the kids are already grown up and moved out. And when you hear a divorce, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
What's going on? You know, how did you stay together that long, get through that many things, be seemingly doing so well, and then divorce? And to hear the woman talk in the story about, you know, she couldn't handle her husband's loud chewing and snoring or whatever it is that enough for any person to say, you know what, this person over 10, 15, 20 years, there's just these little things that grate on me that every single day I deal with and I shut my mouth and I have for so long and I don't want another 20, 30 years of that? Is that enough for a divorce? For some people, it probably is.
Yeah.
For plenty of people, certainly throughout, you know, throughout the past many decades have said, no, I made a vow, I'm going to stick to this. But, you know, we know what divorce rates have done over the last several decades, and now they're dipping lower. But if you talk about the age demographic of 50 plus, if that's growing as rapidly as it is, by the way, you said from 1 in 10 down to 1 in 4.
1 in 10 in 1990. Yeah. Now it's 1 in 4 as of 2019. And if that's a trend, it's
a
gone higher
over
than
30 years. You know, I could see a lot of people just saying, no, I don't want to be, even if it's mildly annoyed with my partner, I don't want that every single day of my life for the next 20 or 30 years.
My wife has texted in. A touchy subject that I fully appreciate her chiming in on this one. She says, don't use the word excuse. I can see, I understand that. And I don't want to say, okay, that they're using that as an excuse. If I said that, and I probably did, I apologize for that. I don't think, what I meant to say is that I think those problems that you have that lead you to believe, and this is men and women, that a divorce is necessary, probably is based more on simply having certain annoyances, that there are deeper seated issues there.
And menopause just brings that out more? Is that what you're kind of suggesting as far as just hormonal changes and all the things that a woman
goes through? Menopause has much to do with it. If that it changes your mindset enough that you feel that you don't need to continue in your marriage. That I don't know if menopause has a lot to do with that or not, whether or not you're just people who reach that age decide that I want something different in my life. Because I think men, I was going to say the men do it all the time.
Get the car. Look for the hot young babe to replace the aging wife. That's a man has never done that.
Yeah, right.
I don't think it's ever happened.
And I shouldn't criticize a woman if she does that too. that, I mean, you can criticize it that, okay, well, what about your marriage? But I don't think, and I think somebody who says, well, just the irritation of my husband was enough to let me know that I needed something new. Adam, have you been in the southern United States where the Christians ride, Christian right are still fighting to take away women's rights, including voting, and where the South, the men expect the women to do all the work that you just described? I'm not saying it no longer exists. And I know there's a push on a certain group of people that want that to come back. But I just think that the burden of raising children, and I think men have come a long way in sharing those duties, that it's not, and that's not to say that there's women who feel that their husbands didn't do enough, and that those problems are significant enough that at a certain point in your life you said, well, I'm tired of this. And that those are valid reasons, whatever those reasons may be, to get a divorce. But I just feel that equating this to menopause and somehow that menopause has something to do with the reason that women are suddenly awakened to say, this life is not for me, I don't think that's directly correlated. I think that's just somebody getting of a certain age and saying that I want a different life now. This is me digging a hole, by the way. If you care to put me in that hole and throw some dirt over me, 651-461-9226. 152, that is your Lindus Construction Time Check. Upgrade to GAF Solar Shingles. Get free installation labor through August 31st. Alaska-themed music as the president has landed in Alaska for his summit meeting with Vladimir Putin. And Adam Carter digging himself a hole trying to mansplain menopause right here on the 830 WCCO. Two men in a studio trying to break down menopause. Just commenting on a story about how the numbers of divorced couples at the age of 50 or older has gone up significantly since 1990. And the title of the article is related to the correlation to menopause and men on divorce, and questioning if that's really connected or if it's just the fact that men, or women and men, at a certain point in their life realize that, is this how I want to continue or how I want to finish my years on this earth? If I have, you know, 20, 30 years left, maybe more, is this what I want to stick with? Texters coming in. And by the way, my wife followed up with a text. Call me after the show. We need to talk.
Good luck to you.
Don't think it's tied to menopause. As a woman at this age about to drop off my youngest at college, we finally have time to think about ourselves for the first time in decades. Right. And I think the same goes for men. That once the kids are, you hear that all the time that, okay, they become empty nesters, then your life is so has been so focused on the kids, getting the kids to this and that, putting the kids through college, and suddenly they're on their own, and now it's just us.
Yeah, and I'm sure we've all known people, for better or worse, that said, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about my marriage right now and the future of it while the kids are still in the house, and I've determined that I need to stay together at least for the kids to give them, you know, that security of having two parents in the house. Just being able to rely on somebody to help with the children. But once the children are gone, who knows?
Yeah. No, just didn't want to try. I was 45 years old, decided I didn't want to go with no sex the rest of my life. We divorced and we were still friends. Oh, I'm sorry. I was married for 19 years. We always got along, but decided 3 years ago that he didn't want to have sex anymore. I asked if he was having an affair. No. Gay? No. Just didn't care to try. I was 45 years old, decided I didn't want to go with no sex the rest of my life. We divorced and are still friends, but both partners have tried. I agree. Maybe menopause isn't always the reason. And you're getting deeper and deeper. Maybe menopause is a wake-up call for some reason.
It could very well be, and it might have nothing to do with the hormones attached to it and changes the body. It might just have to do with women. You know, it's a very real sign that you are aging.
Yeah.
You know, there's not many more that could be as real as hitting menopause. And it could just be that the quick realization of, as you said, I've only got 10, 20, 30, 40, who knows how many years left. But, you know, my young days are behind me. How do I want to spend my days as I age?
Women of menopausal age in 2025 are not as uncomfortable divorcing as women of that age were in the past. I agree. The menopause reason might not be it. I just watched my husband help me clean our entire house, and he always has. When he snores, I put on my headphones. When that woman gets sick, I hope she thinks about how her life is without him. Well, again, I'm not fully buying that my husband's loud chewing was the single reason that she decided to end the marriage. Hey, Adam, let's talk about men going through their change of life, looking for younger women in sports cars. Dave pointed that out before the break. Here's a text that I'm going to read. I am not saying this. This is somebody who just texts in. I 100% agree with you, Adam. Get over it, ladies. Look how you treat him. He probably treats you better than you're treating him. This time shall pass. I pray for that person who just texted it.
Best of luck to you, buddy.
That was not me. That was a texter. Might be tongue-in-cheek. My mother, 50 years old, would have divorced my dad, but he was killed in an industrial accident. She lived her best life for the rest of her life. Another 46 years, never remarried. All right. I think I survived that.
Maybe, we'll see after
I hope the Jordana wasn't listening, because then on Monday we might have to revisit that topic, and she'll probably skewer me on that. Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune. She does the cheers and jeers section. Love that new aspect of the paper. Also get her thoughts about what I started the show with, about Tim Walz possibly having second thoughts about running for a third term, which he hasn't even announced yet, but thought it was a sure thing. Maybe not. Rochelle, coming up after the news on CCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.